Saint Synclitica was a native of Alexandria, of Macedonian heritage, the daughter of wealthy parents. She was very beautiful, well-educated, and was a woman of high social status. But from a young age, she focused only on the things which were pleasing to God. Loving the purity of virginity and the ascetic life, she refused to marry anyone, proceeded to cut her hair as a sign of her consecration to God, and spent all her time in fasting and prayer. After the death of her parents, Synclitica distributed all her inheritance and possessions to the poor and withdrew to the wilderness with her younger sister, who was blind. At the time, Saint Synclitica was one of the few women that faithfully followed the example of Saint Anthony the Great in fasting, prayer, and inspiring others to join them in asceticism. News of her ascetic deeds and spiritual gifts of discernment and healing quickly spread through the region, and many devout women and girls came to her seeking the life of monasticism. Ama Synclitica reluctantly agreed to serve as their spiritual mentor, and she was considered the mother of Christian nuns. During her ascetic life, the saint zealously instructed the sisters by word and by deed. In her 80th year, Saint Synclitica suffered from an intense and grievous illness. She bore this illness with Christian endurance while suffering from intense physical pain for 3 years. The day of her death was then revealed to her in a vision. So she gathered the nuns and gave them her final instructions before departing in peace.